Welcome to Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, where we explore the evolution of human consciousness from polarity consciousness to Christ consciousness and into faith consciousness, and what that means for how we live, love, and walk through the real circumstances of life. Before we begin the show today, I want you to take a slow breath with me. Friend, just put your feet to where they're touching the ground and bring your awareness to that if you can. Okay, if you're standing up, if you're sitting in the car, just be aware of sensations and what the bottoms of your feet are feeling right now. Let your shoulders soften. Let your body arrive right here in this moment. Why? Because transformation never happens in the past. And it never happens in the future. It happens in the present moment. So let's become present right now together. And as you feel yourself arriving in this moment, I'm going to tell you that today we're talking about something every human being experiences at some point in life. And that's how to hold faith when circumstances appear to be going the wrong way. How to not let yourself fall into stinking thinking, but how to move into your higher capacity to stay aligned with what you know in your heart when the visible world hasn't caught up yet. How do we do that? I would say it's one of the greatest struggles in our journey in life, is how to not fall into the fear mentality that can naturally come when life presents us unwanted circumstances. Friends, this is probably the biggest, most important message of this show and of the era of faith consciousness, is that you have the ability, you have the power within you, and we're going to work together on learning how to access alignment with that divine power, that God grace that is within you. You're created as a portal of that. How to bring it into being even when life is showing up in scary ways. When life is showing up and it looks like things are turning against your hopes and dreams. Yes, we can move into a state where we wrestle down those fearful thoughts, where we take charge of what's happening in our mind, in our inner state. Is it easy? No, not at first, because our nervous system is wired in a way that's for our self-protection, and your nervous system can go into fight or flight and hijack what's happening in your mind. Okay, I just want to acknowledge that right now. Every one of us can remember times when that has happened, and the terror hits. Okay, today we're going to work together and learn and explore what it means to be able to override that knee-jerk reaction and move into the empowered state that we are capable of and that we are in the era of being able to step into in ways that has never been possible before. You know that Jesus Christ himself said, "Greater things than these will you also do." We are now being called, friends, into that time where we fulfill our destiny and we move into what's possible when we embrace what true faith is and we begin to align with ourselves as the portal that can transmit heavenly forces into this realm and watch our outer life change and align with that. Because faith, by its very nature, asks us to trust the invisible before the visible changes. So I want to start today really by telling you that I had an experience this week that brought this teaching into sharp focus for me. So I'm not just talking theoretically, friends. I'm sharing with you those life circumstances, and I'm going to let you know my own challenges so that you can glean from my experiences and allow the wisdom and the positive outcomes to move into your own realm, your own life. Just yesterday, I found myself standing in a courthouse dealing with circumstances that on the surface could easily and initially did easily trigger fear within me. When we look at circumstances with these eyes of the body, with these 3D eyes, sometimes things look uncertain or even threatening. But the deeper invitation is always this: will we stay loyal to the invisible? Or will we surrender to the appearance of that moment? Let's talk for a minute about temptation, okay? About where life kind of loops itself in and invites us into opportunities to fall from our highest place of grace. Okay, think about it. Before he moved into his ministry, Jesus went into the desert and was tempted not once, not twice, multiple times. He was tempted. I want to share with you that it is these times of temptation. And when I'm talking about temptation right now, I'm not talking about life trying to appease and lure you into something positive. Life can throw up apparent threats that tempt us to fall right into that knee-jerk reaction, go with the immediate response that the nervous system shows up with, that fight or flight response, and fall all the way into the deepest level of stinking thinking and allow that fear to take us over. So I want to emphasize that our highest path is not about us to expect ourselves to always stay in that place of ease and grace. Even Jesus was brought into temptations. Jesus was brought into times of deep strife, where he, looking at what he saw ahead of him, even moved into such stress that he was perspiring blood. Okay? Don't feel like you have failed when you begin to fall into the fear, the stress, that looming sense of doom potentially coming upon you. Part of our journey has to do with facing those things. The question is, how long are you going to stay there? How many seconds before you remember there's another way? Something else is possible, and power is able to be accessed if only you can allow yourself to remember your loyalty to the invisible, that faith is the evidence of what is not seen, and take your eyes away from those apparent circumstances. So we're going to take our break in a moment, and when we come back, I'm going to share with you what happened and how a very powerful image came to me in that moment. Grace comes when we need it the most, if we can just open to it. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Faith Consciousness Radio. This is Dr. Leslie Welsh, your host and your co-journeyer, leading you into better and better things in life as you align with faith. So friends, this week I was standing in the courthouse dealing with a situation that, if you looked only at the circumstances, could easily create fear. And initially, yes, that's exactly what I got slapped with. My nervous system went into, oh my gosh, that, you know, that panic feeling. Have you ever had like a car pull out in front of you and you get this wave of like cold through your body and your face suddenly feels this flush for a second? That's the nervous system's reaction. That is your central nervous system moving deeply and rapidly into a state of fight or flight, or fight, flight, or freeze. So there's many times that we can go into that. And when we're confronted with difficulty, the body responds first. So the question is, are you going to stay in that hijacked place? Or are you going to remember there is another way? So at first, the body's going to respond and go into that knee jerk. Excuse me, we still got a little bit of that dental procedure scratch, but we're getting there, okay? So again, the body moves first, and your body is that lowest reactive part of you that's going to want to move you into fear and self-protection. So honor it. Thank you for your comments, and I've got the steering wheel here. Okay, we're going to turn in a different direction. The question is, how soon are you going to override the initial wave of fear? The nervous system tightens. The mind starts projecting possible negative outcomes. That's where we have the big decision, folks. As soon as you remember, as soon as you notice that you're going into those thoughts, often they're circular thoughts. In Chinese medicine, we call it rumination, where you begin to have this negative thought, this potential scenario in the future, go through your mind again and again. What if this? What if that? Okay, if this happens, what am I going to do? What's my backup plan? How am I going to save myself? Who can help me? Oh my gosh, what am I going to lose? Okay, this is where your mind is naturally going to go if you let it run its wild path. Think of it as the monkey mind, or like an untrained dog who barks and barks and barks and runs around in circles. Remember, you have the power and the authority to lovingly stop that behavior. I'm talking about the behavior of your own thoughts, and say, thank you for your input. I've got it from here, and we're going to focus on this instead. Okay, so this is where we step into the moment, thought interrupt, and we have a choice. 2 Corinthians says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So as soon as you recognize, I'll tell you this, we go into it unaware at first. So this hijacking moment takes over in an instant, and I promise you, it happens so fast, you're not going to be able to stop it in advance. But as soon as you realize, oops, here I am, my body feels terrified, and here I am playing out in my mind potential negative outcomes that I don't want. This is where we have the choice to make. Am I going to keep riding that train, or am I going to pull that brake and make it screechingly halt and get off of that train? And I promise you, it can feel like a raging freight train moving through your mind, through your body. In the old days, you would have felt like, I don't have any other options. This is what's here. This is my reality. And this is the only option I have, is to sit here and focus on what bad things are going to happen and how I'm going to deal with it. You can pull that brake, stop that screeching train, and say, I'm making another choice. Faith means we do not allow what we see to determine what we believe. There's an inner shift that takes place. So friends, I'm talking just yesterday, just less than 24 hours ago, I stood there in the courthouse. I felt fear entering my mind. I saw myself feeling, I felt tears coming to my eyes. I felt this looming feeling of injustice because of how I saw things playing out. And let's just say, from the human perspective, the chances of things going against me and against what I knew was truth, the chances of things going against that were high. And then I consciously made a decision. I saw where I was going. I felt all those feelings. And I said to myself, we're going to practice what we preach right now. And I chose loyalty to the invisible. Instead of letting my mind run into the worst case scenarios for another moment, I shifted my awareness into a different interstate. And suddenly, I saw something very vividly in my imagination. Know, friends, that when you interrupt that fear-based flow of thought, you open the doors of your portal to heaven. This is when magic and miracles can show up for you. When you make a decision, when you turn from that temptation, and you let go of that fear-based freight train running you, you put on the brakes, you get off the train, and you say, stop. Or you may even say, help. And you're allowed. In your heart, in your mind, you can raise up a cry for help and just say, Lord, please help me now. Okay? Give me the faith that I don't have in this moment. Divine intervention will meet you where you're at. So suddenly, I saw something very vividly in my imagination. I saw myself riding on the back of a horse of fire. A horse running that was purely made of flames. I saw this fire horse running, and I saw myself sitting on the back of that horse. That horse of fire was carrying me. Those living flames were running, and I was riding. And instead of being in fear, I felt strength. I felt movement, momentum, protection. I felt as though I was being carried forward by something much greater than the circumstances in front of me. Even in spite of the odds, in spite of the, quote, facts, in spite of the paper and what was written on that paper, and even the voices from official representative who had spoken to me, I chose to look at this vision of this horse of fire, my gift from heaven, a vision of empowerment and being carried by something beyond these circumstances. Carrying by something much greater than what was presenting itself here to me. And as I did, I remembered those words that were spoken to me long ago that I've held in my heart. Let your loyalty be to the invisible. Scriptures say, I walk not by sight, but by faith. Okay, lean not to your own understanding. So on this day, I'm inviting you, whatever challenges are showing up in your reality, whether it's in your family circumstances, in your workplace, your finances, your body, your health, hold the vision. Give your loyalty to the invisible. Know that these physical circumstances are actually built upon an energetic reality that is always in flux, always in flow. It's an illusion that this is solid. It is an illusion that this is solid. You have the capacity to step into your divine authority and take command over what's showing up here in this reality. It starts by taking command over your own heart and mind. It starts by telling your body, be at peace. Take that deep breath in. Let it out slowly. Bring yourself into presence. Still your body mind. You are then taking charge. You are then holding the steering wheel and moving into the authority that is aligned with the powers that creates worlds, that flung the stars into the sky, that breathed the breath of life into your own body. Those forces are available to you. They run through you every moment, and all you have to do is line up with it. When we come back to the break, I'm going to talk more about how to do that, what happened in my own circumstances, and how you too can ride that horse of fire and watch your life bring for you the unpredicted, the unlikely, almost the impossible. It can and will show up. When you align with faith, you align with miracles. So friends, as we move into the break, I want you to take another deep breath in. Focus on your greatest challenge in life right now. Let that breath go slowly. Think about that challenge. Feel the fear that has been presenting itself to you in your lowest moments. And now say to it, I have a higher way, and I choose to believe in the invisible. That's my choice. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, guiding our way into our best life as we ride that horse of fire. So I want to share something interesting about that image of the horse of fire. So some of you may remember that last month on February 18th, which was the day of a total solar eclipse. We couldn't see it from this part of the world, but the energy hit the whole planet. I had participated in a ceremony connected to the Chinese New Year and the fire horse symbolism. Okay, you know, I've touched on little things like this here and there, and I think it's fun, and I think it can be very powerful and help us use circumstances, ceremony, and ritual and imagination to align with something powerful. These practices can have a very powerful influence on your subconscious mind. The Bible even walks us through rituals like that. Jesus gives the example of communion, where we imagine this drink being the blood of Christ and then drink it into our bodies, imagining that blood becoming a part of us. And then the food of the communion, the bread that's broken, to consume the body of Christ, okay? This is a ritual, a ceremony where we are using symbolism and imagination to bring about something very real and powerful, and it ministers to your subconscious mind, the conscious and the subconscious. So interesting how this horse of flames presented itself to me when I was standing in the courthouse and made that higher choice. Heaven met me where I was at and gave me this image. So from that Chinese New Year ceremony that I did with the fire horse symbolism, the fire horse represents courage, forward movement, and transformation. I needed courage, forward movement beyond what I was able to access in that moment in my lower stated mind. And it showed up for me. When I stood there in the courthouse and that image appeared in my mind, I recognize something powerful. The inner world had already prepared me. You see, I had already invested in my future, unknowingly, having no idea that I was going to be presented with this big challenge, with this unexpected, really daunting surprise that had me standing in the courthouse. Little did I know, on February the 18th, that this was in my future. I had no idea. But on that day, I took time out to focus, to invest in my inner world, to call in my alignment with what's possible, using symbolism, using respect and honor in me for what I know is empowered. I know that my inner world, that my inner state, when trained, when prepared, when invested into, through prayer, through focus, through meditation, through ceremony, through ritual like communion, when I've laid that groundwork, when I've pulled myself into that prayer closet state, I've invested into the foundations of faith that will show up and support me in my times of greatest weakness. When life brings the challenge, when that storm comes and you didn't expect it and takes you by surprise, your investment will show up. As soon as you break that train, stop that runaway train that will come over you. Yes, it will. It will hit your body first. You'll feel the fear. You'll notice that your mind has moved into these circular thoughts about worst case scenario, and you then have the power to interrupt, step into your authority, call in the invisible that you've invested in, and watch how it shows up and supports you. This is how the hand of the divine works. When you have invested, when you have laid the foundations, there's infinite strength that can show up right at that weakest moment for you. That in your weakness, God be made strong. That is your inner strength. So the deeper lesson is that this is what faith often looks like. You don't always know ahead of time why you're being guided to do certain inner practices, ceremonies, prayers, visualizations, readings, studying the scripture, sacred texts, whatever the Holy Spirit brings into your realm. Let yourself be guided. Let yourself see and honor what presents itself. When you ask and you intend to be aligned and walk that guided life, these things will show up for you. They're going to come. And when they do, see it for what it is. Honor what's showing. And when you don't know what's going to happen, but you invest anyway, it's there for you. And then later, when the moment arrives, when that preparation becomes your strength, you're going to look back and see how perfectly everything was lined up. Isaiah 40:31 says, "Those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint." So in that moment, I wasn't running from fear. I was riding above it. Yes, the fear had stepped in. Yes, I was on that runaway train. I realized where I was in my mind. I noticed how fearful I was. And I want to tell you that when you're in that state, it is not easy. It doesn't feel natural to interrupt that train of thought. I'm telling you now, friends, you've got to pull the brake. Don't let yourself complete the story. Interrupt it as soon as you become aware. Say, "I'm not going to allow my mind to finish this thought. I'm not going to allow my mind, as much as it feels like there's momentum going in this direction, I'm not going to indulge myself in carrying forward the next and the next and the next logical steps of that negative sequence of what fearful thing might happen. I am not going to invest in that potential reality. In fact, I'm going to withdraw from that negative account right this moment. I am going to pull out what's been invested there and say, no, I retract that. I retract that thought. I retract that energy. I'm calling it back to me right now. And you will have the fire horse show up for you. Imagine that horse of flames running, and you are riding on its back, not running from fear, but riding above it. The horse of fire became the symbol of moving forward in faith. So you may be facing circumstances right now that look uncertain. You may be waiting for something to resolve. You may be standing in your own courthouse moment where the visible evidence hasn't aligned yet. I'm inviting you, friends, don't look at that evidence. Let the invisible be your proof. This is the invitation of faith. Stay loyal to the invisible. Take a deep breath in right now. Bring back up maybe that circumstance you were thinking about before the break, or even something else. Allow yourself to have one or two, your top two challenges in life right now. Set them in your mind as if they are being placed on an altar. Surrender those challenges right now. Stand before the altar. This is your ceremony. Place them. Whatever symbols you imagine to represent those two biggest challenging circumstances, place them on the altar right now. And now, like the burnt offerings that are spoken of in the Old Testament, imagine flames of fire engulfing those challenges on the altar. This is our burnt offering today. Join me in this ceremony. See the fires encompass your challenges. Now imagine those fires turn into a living creature, move off of that altar and form itself into a horse. Get up on the back of that horse right now, friend. Imagine it in your mind. See it running, galloping at full speed, and you are on its back, being carried. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with your host, Dr. Leslie. And as we close today, I want to leave you with something important. And I'm going to really emphasize, listen carefully when I say what I'm getting ready to say. Faith is not pretending that circumstances don't exist. Faith is not turning a blind eye to that diagnosis that you got, or that ruling, or that notice from the court, or that whatever 3D reality has presented to you. It is not blindly turning. Faith is choosing which reality you will give your authority to. Okay, so this means, friends, we are navigating two worlds at once. We are attending to what's showing up in 3D, and we are attending to that invisible reality that our true loyalty and commitment is to. Do you understand that? If you have walked a walk with God, you know what it's like to be communing with the heavenly realms, to be sending up those prayers even while you're driving in the car, to be talking to God, and to be relating to your 3D circumstances. So it's not to pretend like 3D isn't here. It is to honor what is here and embrace as its higher commanding authority that invisible reality that we commit and have loyalty to. And we say, even though I see what I'm looking at, I know that there is another way. This is like the disciple looking at that crippled person that says, rise up and walk. Pick up your bed and walk, crippled person. I see where you are, and I'm speaking to those circumstances and saying that I have authority to command another way to show up. All right? So it is bridging two worlds. It is letting yourself be that portal, that vessel for higher power that will show up for you when you turn, especially when you've already fallen deeply into the fear. Can I tell you that there's even more momentum of that power when you have fallen into the fear and you feel it through your body, and you feel those tears coming in your eyes, and you've already worked through the imaginations of something scary, and then you interrupt it and say, "No, get behind me, Satan. I am turning to that which I am truly committed to, and this world is not that. I'm calling in something else." There's something hugely powerful. So if you've fallen into that, take heart. It doesn't mean you've lost the battle. It means you can call in more momentum than ever before as you wrestle down those thoughts, as you take charge and lean not to your own understanding, and you direct your mind and what you're going to imagine into intended imaginings, not default imaginings. If you just let, quote, nature take its course, your nervous system with its fight or flight responses is going to take your mind right down that scary horror house path of the spookiest, most disabling things that could possibly happen, and say, "Thank you very much. Thank you for your comments. Not interested." Turn your mind upward, see that horse of fire, and get on its back and rise above. Okay? Even when you don't see the evidence of it yet. Remember that the Bible says, whatever you ask in prayer when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Notice the sequence. Believe first, receive later. First comes the belief. Then comes the receptivity. The invisible precedes the visible. That, friends, is the journey of faith. It is riding that wave of the invisible. It's remembering that horse of fire and imagining riding on its back as it carries you above those circumstances. So in the situation I faced this week, I chose to stay aligned or to move back into alignment even when I'd moved out of it, but aligned with the invisible outcome that I believed in. And as the events unfolded, synchronicities began appearing. Things began aligning in ways that I could not have planned myself. And within 15 minutes of me standing on the third floor in the courthouse and having daunting circumstances before me and feeling all of that fear, but then moving into that vision, overriding those lower impulses and seeing myself riding that horse of fire, within 15 minutes, I was standing in another office with another officer of the court looking at me and being the bearer of unexpected good news that was solid in writing that she then stamped with the stamp of the court and officiated with her signature and handed to me. Friends, can I tell you that I burst into tears of joy and looked at that woman and said, "I bless you. I bless you as the messenger of good news for me that has just changed my life. Thank you so much." And she looked at me and said, "You just had a big burden lifted, didn't you?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I did." And she said, "Amen. Have a blessed afternoon." So my miracle happened within 15 minutes. When we stay aligned with that which we know internally, the external world eventually reorganizes. So whatever you're facing today, remember this. You do not have to remember. I'm sorry, you don't have to surrender your faith to the appearance of circumstances. You can stay loyal to the invisible. You can ride that horse of fire. And you can move forward knowing that what you cannot yet see is already in motion. Now, we're going to take a few minutes to go back into that anointed guided meditation that Dina Baker and I have brought together for you. And Dina is in the room, friends, and I told her I'm going to bring her on for a quick word before we move into our meditation together. Dina, you've had your own challenges this week, haven't you?
I have.
You told me that you hadn't even let me know about it yet. Mm-hmm. Tell us in a few words, like, how are you navigating to rise above the challenge and align with the invisible?
I would say prayer and getting in nature, returning to my own breath, doing our meditation that we did. It's really trying to find that calmness and centering within myself.
Beautiful, beautiful. So friends, join us now. We're going to go into that centering and just share it with you now.
This is a guided sound journey to help you move into a state of ease and grace. I'm your verbal guide, Leslie Wells, and Dina Baker, bringing through sounds. Take a deep breath in. Let it out very slowly, allowing the nervous system to move into a state of parasympathetic response. Gently close your eyes. Imagine being like a sponge. Allow the sounds to carry you. I will count from 5 to 1 to take you to a more relaxed, open state of being. Bring your awareness to the center of your chest. Notice the gentle movement with your breath. Imagine the sounds moving through your tissues, the cells of your body, all the way down to the particles and waves of your being, your field. Imagine your body dissolving into light. Take a deep breath in. Feel that exhale come out. Find yourself awake again and in the room. And gently open your eyes.
Friends, you can access that recorded clip, that 3-minute experience online at faithflowradio.com. Go and get it. It's there for you. So I want to remind you that you are never alone. You are worthy. You are loved. And all is well. This is Dr. Leslie. Walk sacred.